Okay, Rabbi Tzai. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin, and we're holding at the very top of the Yomid with the brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues to tell us about the Hilchois being Mefagil B'chotzi Matir. And what is that? When you're talking about a Korban Mincha, as you know, there are two Matirim. There is both the Kemitza that one puts on the Mizbeach, the Kemitza of the Soles or of the Korban Mincha itself. And then also you put up the Levoina on the Mizbeach. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, however, those are not exactly totally parallel. Because if you think about it, there are four avoidos vis-a-vis the kmitza, and the Gemara will say, at least initially, that there's only one avoida vis-a-vis the levoina. By the kmitza, of course, you have to take the original soles. I use the term soles generically. We don't mean only soles, we also mean mechas machvas and marcheshes, mafeitaner. But you understand what we mean, that from that flower you put the three fingers in and you perform the kmitza. After that you're going to put the kmitza inside the kli. After that you're moilich the kli to the mizbeach. And then you go and take the kli and you pour it out on top of the maracha, four separate avoids. The only real comparable avoida that you have vis-a-vis the levoina is the haktora on the mizbeach. Because by the levoina there's no mitzvah to go and take a kmitza. The sheer of the levoina is a kmitza, but there's no special din that the kohen has to go and take a kmitza. Even the Yisrael can do it. But the point is that there is no kmitza by levoina. Number two, there is no nesina b'kli. Yes, you can put in the kli. In fact, the Rambam paskins, yes, one should put in the kli shores together with the kmitza. But our Gemara holds that that's not necessary. That you can go and take the levoina in your hand or in a kli chol and take it up to the Mizbech. There's no need for Nesinas Kli. There is a Hoylocha, and the Gemara is going to talk about that on the Amud Beis. And then finally, there's the Haktorah. So the Haktorah is the same. So there you have a Chotzi Mater, where two are participating together. That is the Haktorah HaKoimetz and the Haktorah HaLavoin. In fact, that's how Rashi begins. Pigal B'Koimetz is Rashi in our Mishnah, B'Haktorah HaKoimetz. And then at Shifaga B'chola Matir, Haktoras Echon Mehem Chutzi Matir, the Haktorah of both the Kmitza on the Mizbeach and the Haktorah of the Levoina, each one on its own is only a Chutzi Matir, the two work in tandem. And therefore, to have a full-fledged Machshov HaMefageles, where even the Rabbonin would say that it is Mefugel, you have to have a bad Machshov by both the Haktoras HaKmitza and by Haktoras HaLevoina. But by the other three avoidos, since there's really no comparable vis-a-vis the levoina, so there you only need the matir, you only have a single matir, and that is b'shas you doing the kmitza, b'shas you nesinas the kli, b'shas the haylocha. Those, as we'll see more momentarily, you don't have a double matir, only the single matir of the soilus and not of the levoina.
Hagosha is not necessary.
Hagosha is a requirement in terms of the Torah is mechayivit, but that is not an avoida mefagelis.
But then, if Hagosha is mechayiv from the Torah, Wouldn't the Kabbalah in the kli of the levona and the kmitza for the Hagosha, wouldn't that be a comparable avoda? You'd have a Kabbalah.
You recall we had earlier on in the Masechta, the Mishnah said zehaklal, that there are only four avoidas that you have to worry about vis-a-vis. If you look on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the top line, zehaklal, you have that?
Yes.
Kol HaKoimetz.
Yud Beis Amud
Aleph. 12a. Top line, zehaklal. Kol HaKoimetz. Kmitza. I know it's in the kli, you put it into the kli sharis, meaning the kmitza. Your Hagosh is talking about the initial, even before you get to the kmitza period. Your magish, you go and take it to the corner.
Okay.
Now we're beyond that.
Okay,
we're now at the kmitza stage.
That
that's kmitza, nois makli, moilech, vamakter, lecho dovishadak lecho, lechakter, lechakter, chutzlim koimach, it's possible, chutzlim mani is pigle. So the hagosha, which is prior to that, no din of pigle, no din of machshava, shalai lishma, or chutzlim koimach, chutzlim mani, that's all irrelevant. So getting back to our Mishnah,
with the Levona, it's only the
Haktorah.
But you can be mefagel
Exactly right. That's a full batil. I'm introducing that now because you'll see Mechem, this will play a major role as we get into the Gemara. So the Mishnah begins. Speak over koimetz, v'loi b'levoina. B'shas, the koyin was being matir the koimetz on the mizbeach, v'napa levoina. Whilst he was being mocked there, he had in mind, Pigel, we're going to eat this tomorrow. Or forget, but Levoina will be koimet. During the Levoina stage, he said, we're going to go and eat the Shirayim tomorrow. Not during the Haktoris HaKemitza, but only by Haktoris HaLevoina. So only a Chotzi Matir. Remeir, I mean, that's enough. Pigel b'chayov and alof koris, because we learned already yesterday. Remeir holds, mefaglim b'chotzi matir. You have to have the ganze matir.
When it says Levona, will it become to mean Haktoris HaLevona?
Yes, exactly.
It can't be. That's the only.
There's no other Levona. There's no other Levona.
Yeah, no, 100% right.
Okay.
So Pigel Bekoimis during the Haktoris HaKemitza, he had a mind of Pigel, but not by the Haktoris Levoina. The Levoina Bishas Haktoris HaLevoina, he had a mind Machshava, but not Bishas Haktoris HaKemitza. Now, what Machshava did he have? He didn't have a Machshava that we're going to eat from the Levoina, because the Levoina is totally on the Mizbeach. You're makter it, and also it's not edible. But we're talking about eating the Shirayim, that Shai, during the time that he did a Pigel Machshava by the Haktoris HaKemitza, or he had a machshava about b'shas haktoris levoina. What was the machshava? To eat all or some of the shirayim, at least the kazayis, outside chutz l'mkoymai or chutz l'zmanai. Then you have the din of posel or pigel, etc. Says now the Mishnah: Umoydech chacham l'remeir b'minchas choytim minchas kenois shem pigel b'koymet shu pigel b'chayyan olav kares shem koymet shu amatir. L'choyre, what the Mishnah is now telling us is what we would call pshita. He's saying, in the case of Minchas Choyte, Minchas Knois, there is no Levoina. There is only the Kemitza. So, Feshteitzach, if you have a Machshava B'Shas, the Kemitza, it's a Haktoris HaKemitza, Kuli Alam Moida, that it's Pigel. Why? Because there's no Chutzi Matir. There's only one complete Matir. So why does the Mishnah even have to say it? So you remember the Gemara said yesterday, the reason why the Gemara, the Mishnah, adds that is to explain a little bit why the Chachamim say, which sounds like the Gemara said yesterday that it's possible and you shouldn't eat it. However, there's no kares, because remember Rebbe, when he said a similar halacha, he said kosher hu. Here it doesn't say kosher hu. Here it says ein by kares ad shi'fag, because the Chacham are concerned that if I'm going to go and say it's totally kosher, why? Because it was pigel only on the kmitza and not on the levoina. Tomorrow, we're going to go and bring a minchas chayte, and a koyin who's not experienced will say, I know there was a machsheves pigel, but that's nothing. I was here yesterday, and I remember yesterday, one of the most choshev kehanim, a real koyin hagodol mi'echav, agvaldig a koyin, and he said, no, if it was only by the kemitza, it's not a problem, it's not pigel. Well, today was also only by the kemitza, but he doesn't realize, because yesterday was a chotzi matir, and today it's a full matir. That's the reason why the Mishnah throws in this halacha to explain why the Chacham don't just simply say kosher hu, but they say ein by kares, to tell you that midrabanan is a gzeira and therefore it's possible. But ein by kares is not pigel. But just don't eat it, because chamoyr in the case of where the minchas choyte,
well,
minchas
choyte. Why is it not a chatzim matir? You have the levon, you still need that parash of levon.
Not nechute.
Minchas
choyte. Oh, that's right, minchas
choyte. Okay. No problem, no, we're still best friends. Okay. No problem. And we continue on. Now the next part of the Mishnah is virtually identical. Shochet echem en akvosim. Again, we're going back to the shtei lechem on Shavuos. And you're supposed to go on shecht two kvosim. And he only shechted so far one keves. Lechol beis chalas l'mocha, but to eat the ganze beis chalas tomorrow. Or hikter echem en abezichem. Lechol beis sedorim l'mocha. He was marked one of the two bezichel levoina to go and be able to eat the two sedorim, meaning the 12 lechem upon him tomorrow. So we have the problem once again of a chotzi matir, because he only had in mind by one of the kvasim, or only by one of the bezichen. And again, Remeir Oyma, that's fine. Pigel b'chayav and karis, because mefaglim b'chotzi matir. So it's got to be b'shas the shchita of both kvasim. It's got to be b'shas the haktor of both bezichen. Shachar echem rechivosim lechem imenu lemachar. This is, if you will, a brand new halacha. What happens if you only shechted one of the kvasim? Lechem imenu. Now, imenu means from that keves. We're not talking about the shteil lechem now. We're talking about one of those two kvasim. He had in mind to eat from that keves lemachar. Who pego? That keves itself will become pego. The chavei rekosher. However, the second keves is on its own. It'll be kosher. On the other hand, if he had lechem mechaver lemachar, he's shechting the first keves and he's having in mind to go and eat from the other, not this one, this one, I did a great shechita on another, and then we're going to eat it here in Bismigdash, but I'm going to eat the second one tomorrow, the shneim ksherim over here, in this case, both of them will be kosher. Why will those be kosher? Because as we said earlier, a couple of days ago, ein matir mefagil matir. One matir cannot be mefagil a second matir. And these two kvasim are both matir. So you can be mefagil matir, can be mefagil a nitar, but it can't be mefagil a fellow matir. Okay, good. Zotimar, getting back to the first case in the Mishnah, you're only mefagil the kmitza, that is the haktoris hakmitza, and not by the haktoris halavoyim. Omer ra machloikish enosan es hakoimitz b'shtikaves halavoyne b'machshova. This is what you were alluding to when we started the Mishnah, if you remember before we began, whether Tafas Lashon Rishon has any application here. The Gemara doesn't quote Tafas Lashon Rishon because it's not two Lashonis that he says one after the other, but it's the same type of concept. And that is, let's assume that the Koyin is being Makter the Kmitza first. And right after that, he's being mocked to the Levoyne. At the time that he's being mocked to the Kmitza, he screams out, we're going to eat this tomorrow, the Shiraim tomorrow, everybody, yeah, tomorrow, everybody, he says in unison, tomorrow, tomorrow. And then he was mocked to Levoyne, it was Bishtika. It was quiet. He didn't hear a word, not a sound in the base of English. So from our Mishnah, it sounds like that's a machloikis, because the Tanakhama says, or I should say, Rameir initially says, even though he was only mefagel by one of the two matirin and not the other one, but that's enough, because the Meir holds mefagel b'chotzi matir. And the Chacham say, no, ain't by kosher mefagel b'chol matir. Okay, so in our case, he only screamed out, tomorrow, only b'shas the haktoris ha-kmitza. And he was silent b'shas the haktoris ha-levoina. Says Rav, that's fine. That's all to pigel, even according to the Chacham. Why? Because kolo oisal das rishoynehu oisa. Since he screamed out the first time, b'shas the haktoris hakemitza, Rabbi say tomorrow, he doesn't have to repeat it when he's makter the levoina. Everybody remembers a second ago he said tomorrow, so that's automatically caught up in the frenzy and in the excitement about going and eating it tomorrow. Even the Chacham would also agree that it's pigul b'chayav of course. So where's the machlokes in our Mishnah? That the first avodah that he did was bishtika, meaning it was mefagel by shas v'aktoris kvitza, didn't say a word. Silence rules. And then when it came to the levoina, a few seconds later, then he said that tomorrow. Oh, it was only mefagel by the second, not by the first. That's what we call mefagel mechotzi matir, and that's the machlokes. So therefore again, Omer Rav, machlokes shenosan v'kvitz bishtika. When he put the kmitz initially, it was quiet. Yes, so levoina machshov, and by the levoina, that's when he screamed it out. The same thing would apply, by the way, if it would be in reverse, in terms of if he was first makter the levoina and then after his makter the kmitza. What we're talking about is this svara of Rav, that kola oisa al das rishoynehu oisa. So it doesn't make a difference which one came first, the kmitza, the haktoris kmitza, the haktoris levoina. What does make a difference is what came first, the shtika or the machshava. So the machlokes that Amish is talking about, the shtika, nothing said, nothing done, nothing gunish by the first haktar. By the second one, there was the machshava. Machshava means that's when he gave the dibur. He said, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow. Machlokes, fagle mechutzi matur, not. Avnos alakim is machshava, there he screamed it out, the kmitza first. Vesel avoyne b'shtika, tiviyakoyl pigal, even the chacham would agree, shekolo oysel das, rishoyne hu oysel. So that's Rav Salach. Ushmuel amar adayin himachloikes. Shmuel, no, I don't subscribe to this halacha of kolo isal das rishayinu oisem. And so therefore the machloikes and the Mishnah would be in both cases, say whether the shtika came first and say whether the machshava came first. Yosef Rava v'ka'omu l'hashmaitza. So Rava repeated this shtikl Torah, and in particular, says Rashi, he went and repeated what Rav had to say, that there's an afkemina between shtika first or machshava first. So Esvei Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'Rav. I have a kasha. A kasha from Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa? Mamed v'mamurim. What means Mamed v'mamurim? So the way Rashi explains it, as we'll see in the Gemara, Mamed v'mamurim, do I say that kuli alma moidim, that one matir does it and it becomes pigel, that's by the kmita, by the matan kli, and by the hayulacha. Because by there, there's only one matir. There are no two matir. Avoboilo haktorin. Now we're coming to the next stage, that's avoida number four, which is the haktorin stage. Then, nosed esakoimis b'shtika v'salvoina b'machshava. Or, esakoimis b'machshava v'salvoina b'shtika. Again, a mayor oimer pigel b'chiyom of kares b'chiyom chamoyim mayor b'kares ad shivag b'chol ha-matir. Okay, on the surface, this brice is very straightforward and is very, very good. That by the first three, there's only one matir. Everybody agrees it becomes pigel. However, you're talking about the haktara. Since there are two matirim, you makta the koimit, you makta the levoina. There's the machloikis, and that was what we said at the top in the Mishnah. However, note that the Mishnah, this brice gives us two cases. Avubola l'haktara, nosel esakoymetz b'shtika, esalavoyne b'machshava. Okay, there everybody agrees there's a machloikis between the Ramei and the Chacham, because the first act of the haktara sekmitzah was b'shtika, quite. But then the next case, esakoymetz b'machshava v'esalavoyne b'shtika. Oh, over here, the first avoyne, the first matir, was b'machshava. Machshava meaning he screamed out, tomorrow, manana, machar. Oh, and the second one was b'shtika. So according to Rav should say, no. There's no machloikis over there because kala oisa. I'm sorry.
That's
what you're showing. But nevertheless, as a chomayim in mekores hachif, I kala matir k'tani mia. In this whole brisa, the very tail end, it's in nosan as a kaves machshav. It's l'voyne b'shtika. Upligi, and there is a machloikis. Rav or Rava that's repeating the word. Sorry, there shouldn't be a machloikis. Everybody should agree that there is a full matir, because even though he only said it by the first and not by the second, so the Gemara gives a very, very strained, if you will, a forced teret. Ooh. So in that case that we just quoted, what was the case? It says ketoni mia. You have to add a couple words. But the prior haktara of Levoina, which took place already 10 seconds earlier, that's b'shtika. So in other words, we're reversing the order.
Yeah.
Now, Nosel Kavim's Machshava is Levoina b'shtika. Nosel Kavim's Machshava, and he had already
after being marked
Levoina b'shtika. Okay, that's a teretz. The Gemara is not happy with the teretz. Shtei tshuvas b'davar. Chod d'hainu k'maisa. If once you do that and you reverse the order, then that becomes like the first case.
Right.
Go back to the braisa. First word on the line, aval, is in brackets. Avabol alaktar. No, so there's a claim of shtika. Veselvayna b'machshava. Oh, so I have shtika first and machshava second. And now, I have another case. It's a claim of machshava veselvayna b'shtika. Where again, according to this new reading, the levayna was b'shtika and the machshava was second. So both cases are talking about Vishtika, and after that, b'machshava. Why do we have to repeat both cases for? Because it's nish gefarlich, because note that the first case is nosan esakoymitz b'shtika, v'salavoyne b'machshava, and now the second case, with the new reading, is
l'voyne b'shtika.
L'voyne b'shtika, and then the koymitz b'machshava. So maybe that's what the Bryce is trying to tell us. It makes no difference.
It's said in a very crim way.
Well, whatever, but the point is, this is not a bamba kasha, but it's a good ha'ora. Aren't we just repeating the same case twice? And therefore, this emendation is shveh. Besides that, Hotanya, there's another braisa, word for word like this braisa, but there on the second case it says, Esa koimitz machshava, the achar kach esa levoyne b'shtika. So here you can't give a dray and say, I meant levoyne b'shtika first and meikara. Achar kach, right, period. So there's another braisa which is word for word like this braisa.
But it's the achakach has a levana.
Exactly. It says it's a koimitz mashava the achakach halavoyne b'shtika. So then you can't drain around and go and say, well, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Eimu kvarnos, and it says achakach.
Yeah.
So therefore, it doesn't work. Well, so we have a bomb kasha now on Rava and on Rav. Tegem Rav Chanina bebeis deyois. Oh, a very, very simple teret. And that is, we've been assuming until now that the same koyin is doing all the four avoidas. He's doing the kmitza, puts it into the clay, he's moilach, he's makter. So, kolo oisa al das rishoinahu oisa. But what happens if he handed over Yankala koyin, handed over the klisharis to Beryl HaKoyin? Or Yankal HaKoyin did the Haktoris HaKmitza, and Beryl HaKoyin did the Haktoris HaLavoina. So then, even though the first Koyin was screaming out, tomorrow, 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 the second Koyin was quiet, then you don't say, Al Das Rishoinu Oisa, because it's not the same individual. Two separate days.
Gufin Chalakin.
Gufin Chalakin. Deis Chalakin. Okay, so that's a very easy Teretz of Oisa. So therefore, although the Braisa doesn't say that clearly, but that's how we have to interpret the Braisa, as a Koyin is Machshava. So Levoyin Mishnika means a Koyin is Machshava, Yankala Koyin, and then Beryl HaKoyin did Levoyin Mishnika. Oh, hey, Bazoi, I don't have the Svar Al Das Rishoinu, because it's two different people. And then we have Machloin, because it may be Cham. Very good. Toshima. Another kasha. B'medvor mamurim. B'dom hanitonom amizbeach hachitzay. Now what does this b'medvor mamurim mean? So Rashi reminds us of the Gemara Masechta Zvachim that even though l'chatchila, depending on the korban, sometimes you have to have four applications in the four koranas like achatas, and sometimes you do shtayim shein arba, and sometimes you only have to do one. But b'diyeved matona achas is genuk b'diyeved. Oh, and this has other ramifications, and that is that that first matona that you do, since if this is not only the first one, if it turned out it's always the only one, if you're mafagel at that point, it causes the pigel. If you have a machshava by the later spritzings,
it's fertig.
It's already, you've already done the matir, so therefore it's no longer mafagel because you've already taken care of the matir stage. Avada is a chiyav, you have to go and do the chatchila, or the Shtayim Shein Arba, or the four Quranics. But once you do one Nesines Dam, or one Zrikas Dam, you're Yoytze B'dieved, and that's when you have to have the Machshava Pigel, if you want to be Mefagel this garden, all the others, Pigel doesn't apply. Exactly. Well, so, very good. So Brother Shai is now paving the way for the Braisa. Tor Shema B'medva Mamurim. When do you say that that single application of blood or single throwing of the blood, that's the determinant for purposes of pigel, because you only need one b'dieved. Oh, this is a different story. Now you wonder, when do you have doma mizbecha panimi? So just in case you forgot, you're learning from Masechtes Hoyrius and Masechtes Vachim, so we tell this again. Keep going, mem gimosh yem kippurim, 43 on Yom Kippur. Achas esri shel parkoin mashiach, the achas esri parim nevi shel tzibur. Oh, ben pigel, ben b'shoim, ben mishni, ben shlishis is a machlekes. Okay, so let's go through the 43. We went through this, of course, back in Yuma and back in Zvachim, but it's very, very simple. If you want, you can look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, where Rashi tells us very, very clearly. Mem gimel yom kippurim, says Rashi. Ches azoyis tepar ben abadim, achas lamala v'shev lamata. Every time you have the par, remember on the avoider that we say on Yom Kippur, the Baal Tfilah, the Baal Musaf, and all the Oilam says, Achas, Achas, V'Achas, Achas, Rishtayim. That means that they did one Zrika Saddam, one Hazor Saddam Lamala, and Sheva Lamata, Kimatzlif, yeah. Okay, that's 8 by the par. And then you have the same thing by the Sawyer. So 8 plus 8 is 16, Harit Tazayin. And that's all the Fnai V'Lifnim. Now you come out of the Fnai V'Lifnim back into the Heichel. You do the same thing in the Heichel in front of the Paroiches. Again, Achas, Achas, V'Achas. Both by the par, both by the Sawyer. So again, you're going to add another 16. 16 V'Lifnim, 16 outside. Lamed Beis, 32 so far. Now you take the two bloods. The Dalet Karnes HaMizbeach HaPanimi. Then you have to apply the bloods on each one of the koronis of the klein shigim mizbeach, the mizbeach hazog, which is inside the heichol, and you apply 4 all together. So if you add 32 plus 4, you have 36, and then zayin al tirshu mizbeach, which means that you have to go, the kohen has to go and spritz, the kohen gudel has to spritz on the tirai, which means on the top of the mizbeach, 7 times, so that the dam lands there on the top of the mizbeach. So if you add now 36 plus 7 is 43. Now note, how did we get to 4? Because you have to apply the blood on the 4 koronis, just like you apply the normal 4 bloods by a regular korm chatzos on the koronis outside in the mizbeach hachitzayim. Here, on Yom Kippur, you go and apply the bloods on the 4 koronis on the mizbeach hapanim. But why shouldn't there be eight? Because after all...
Whether you mix it or not.
Oh, very good. So how does Rashi finish? Here. Beautiful. So finishing off the Rashi. Zayin al-tir shaloysim esbeach kisha adam hapar v'hasoyer muravin biyachad. Because you went and mixed the remaining blood of the par v'soyer into one nizrak, and now you went into the applications on top of the mizbeach, so therefore you have mem gimel. Now, this Rashi... it's certainly referring to the last part of the Zayin al-Tir Shel Mizbeach. However, it's also referring to the Dalet Karnos, meaning that after you went and finished all of the Hazois, Lefnai v'Lefnim, and all of the Hazois on the Proiches Mibachutz, now you still have your two Mizrokos, one of Par blood, one of the Sor blood. You mix them both together now, before the application on the four Karnos. So now you have only one mizrak full of blood. You use that one mizrak, which has both par blood and sor blood, and you apply it to the four karanois, and then you do the seven hazois on top of tir shel mizbeach. So we add another four, another seven, 43 altogether. We're going to see in Yetchim on the Amid Beis, there's one man, the Amid, that holds that they didn't mix it prior to the four karanois, but they went and mixed it only post the four karanois. And so therefore, in fact, they did four karanois from the par blood, and four kronos from the soyer blood. So then you have to add four more, and that gets you to the 47. But kuliyama moida, then the final seven, by that time it was already mixed, the par blood and the soyer blood, and that is has not only applications, vis-a-vis application in order to shtickle pun, not only for purposes of the bloods, for Yom Kippur, has also the Gabi Hilchas Kashrus, because you have Min B'minai, because they're both Dam, and Min B'minai, is it Mevatel, Nit Mevatel? Anyway, that's a separate Chazal.
Just we should mention also the Shirayim.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Don't worry, I know you're nervous about that. We're going to get to that. Yes, we're going to have that in Mirchim, the Omid Beis. We're going to get to it. But in the meantime, so what does our Gemara say? So you have those 43. How do you get 11 and 11 on the other parim? So Rashi says it's very simple. You have seven hazois on the paroiches. In other words, you don't do achas, achas, viachas. You just do seven hazois on the paroiches. You have dalet matonis on the mizbeach. Here you don't have par visor. You only have your one par or your singular soy. You don't have a mixture of kabanas. So therefore you have 11 and 11. Fine. Al zegut. So getting now back to the braisa. You're going Mem Gimel of Yom Kippur, or the 11 of Parakarim Sheikh, or the 11 of the Parakarim Shal Tzibur. Pigal Bein Bereshoina, Bein Bishnia, Ubein Bishlishis. Meaning that, for instance, this Bein Bishlishis is referring to Yom Kippur, where you have three segments, if you will. Rishoina means Lefnai V'Lefnim, Shnia means in front of the Parakas, Shlishis means the Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaPanimi. If any one of those you had a machshava mefageles, that we're going to go and eat from this carbon, even though this carbon is not edible, it's not roi for eating. But if you went and you had such a machshava, Remeir Ime Piga V'chayoban Olav Karis, V'cham Oimrim Ein Bei Karis V'yivagim B'chol Amatir. Say machlokes. So to more Tetoni, Nia Piga Bein B'Rishayna Bein Mishnei Bein Mishlishis Upligi. Now, Bein B'Rishayna Bein Mishnei Bein Mishlishis has that sound to it, that you only have to have one machshava mefageles, either the Rishayna, or the Shnia, or the Shlishis, the Shengenuk. You don't have to have the all three. One of them, whether it's the first one, whether it's the second one, whether it's the third one, in all cases it's going to be people, or going to have this machlaikis. Pray tomorrow, why should there be this machlaikis? Is if he was mefagel already, Barishayna, and the other two he did bishtika, according to Rav, we always say kol oisa al das rishoyna hu oisa. So he only has to be mafagel by the rishoyna shoyanuk. And if you're going to go and tell me that he was mafagel only by the shnia or only by the shlishis, that's a problem. I mean, what's the problem? That would be a good explanation why there's a machloikis between a meir and the chacham, since that machshava was preceded by a shtika. So therefore, he only had chotzi mater where he was mafagel. And you don't go and say that I attribute to the first machshava what he does in the second, my father nish. I don't mean the word machshava, to the first hazor, what he does in the second one. In other words, the Gemara only has the svara of kol oisa al das rishoyno oisa. We don't go and say that a later machshava is megala on earth. So what happens over here? We have in the braisa that let's assume the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, b'shas he was doing the avodah lefnai v'lefnim, He says it loud enough so that everybody hears. He says, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to eat the korban tomorrow. Everybody thinks that the Kohen Gadol is a little bit
nuts.
Deranged. He's been up the whole night after all, and he hasn't slept, and oh, he's tired, and he talks about tomorrow. Come on. What he really meant to say is, after this Yom Kippur, we're going to have a brand new future. Tomorrow we'll all be gereinigt, we'll all be nimcha from our avoinois, and therefore we're starting tomorrow with a new slate. But he didn't say that. He said we're going to go and eat the garban tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's the part of the shrapnel.
Exactly. So you're not supposed to eat in the first place.
Right.
But if you were to eat it, what would happen? You'd get bigger, according to Rameir. The question is, why only according to Rameir? If he had the machshavah by the first one, so why don't you say automatically that the second and third one are also the same machshavah? Since we don't say that, we say that there's a machloikis. It's a hakasha on Rav and a kasha on Rava who was quoting Rav.
Whether Rameir says that at all?
No, the Rameir will always hold that, because he holds that Chutzimata and Mefadim.
Mefadim
and Chutzimata. The question is going to Rabbanah.
Aldas Rishona is the question. Aldas Rishona. What's the question? Is it the first, second, or third?
Good.
So according to...
Let's assume he only had the bad Machshava at the first time.
Right.
The second and third he was quiet. He didn't say a word.
Right. So then Aldas Rishona,
according to Rameir, then Aldas Rishona. So now we have that the first time he said tomorrow. Which is certainly a machshav mefagelus. But the chayit's only chutzimata, because he didn't say anything by the second or the third. So based on our Mishnah says it's a machloikis. So Meir says that mefaglin mechutzimata, therefore it's pigul. And the chum say, no, it's not pigul, because ein mefaglin mechutzimata. Said Rav, that's only in the case when the first time he was mishtika. But if the first time he did it, b'machshava, he spoke out, then automatically the second is considered to be like ditto marks.
Right.
Even though he didn't say anything, I'm out of the same thing. So why does it say here by all three? Rishonish, Neo, Shlishis. Let's focus on Rishonish. He only had the machshava mefagelus b'Rishonish. Say the Chum, ain't my courage, because you have to mefaga b'chol amatir. No, that's not true. According to Rav, you were mefaga b'chol amatir. Since you did it by number one, two and three are automatically mitkish left with ditto marks.
And here are the people quality.
Exactly.
But when we talk about chatzimata, we're talking about two different physical substances.
But now Gemara is expanding it further.
So
we're going to even have...
Each one is ma'akev.
Exactly.
Because they're all ma'akev.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Ahmed Beis is going to go even one step further. What happens, Bishas Shechita, he had a machshava on the first of the two simonim that he's shechting, and he didn't have a machshava on the second of the... In other words, he was shechting very, very slowly. The knife was a little bit dull. We can't have pegimus on it, so he's... On the first one, he says, tomorrow. And the second one, he was silent. Over there, too, the Gemara is going to use the same svara. It's a chutzimater. You have to do both simonim together. But you can even split one matter into two segments.
That's slicing it pretty thin.
Yes, we're slicing it. Shelley, where are you? So here, too, we're slicing the three different segments. Each one is independent on its own. And we're saying, it's not a chutzimater. Once he screamed out tomorrow the first time.
The second and third inherit the pickle quality of the first.
Exactly, according to Rav. Why is there a machlokes? Everybody should agree. Right. Oh, I have a teretz, the same teretz as before. There was a kohen gadol that first did the first segment. At that point, the kohen gadol got sick, or he became a balkeri, or whatever, and he said, sayonara, and he moves out of the way. And now we have a second kohen gadol taking over the second and third segment. Now you're not going to say, that's rishayna, because it's shtei deyos, like we said before. Says the Gemara, honicham on the yom bepar avafil bedomo shulpar. What does it mean to say? It says in the Pasuk at the beginning of Parish, it says, Shmini, or Achrimois, when we talk about the Avoida on Yom Kippur, it says, Bezois Yovi Aharna Lakoidish, Befar Ben Boker Lechatas Vi'ai Li Oila. So it says, Bezois Yovi Aharna Lakoidish, Befar. Now there's a machlokes in Masechtas Yuma, how do you define the word Befar? Far, of course, means with the cow. That's everybody understands that, or the bull. But the question is, the far v'afil b'damishol par, or do you say no, l'mandi par v'loy b'damishol par? What do those words mean? It means is once again, if chas v'sholem, the first kohen gadol who did the first 16 hazois l'fnai v'lefnim, he had to bail out and say, sorry, I cannot continue. Rashi says, v'ir boy psul. Maybe he tripped whilst he was coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim and he broke his leg, and now they said he's a Baal Mum and he cannot continue doing the Avodah. Maybe when he came out, he became a Baal Keri. Maybe he became Tomei. It doesn't matter.
In the second base of Midrash, the Kohen Gadolim passed away during the time of the Avodah. I mean,
I don't know. They have the right smack in the middle. I'm finished. Whatever it happened.
They tied chains to their legs.
Understood. The bottom line is, unfortunately, Rachman al-Islam, no more Kohen Gadol Rishon. So now we take a Kohen Gadol Sheni, and he's going to continue. The question is, does he continue from where the first Kohen Gadol left off, or does he continue by starting from square one? So Zok Dimar, the Teretz of Shtei Deyos works, that the second Kohen Gadol doesn't have to bring a new live par. He just continues bringing the same Mizrak of the Damashal par that the first one did.
Also, how do they know where he is? Because it's only by himself going to
he screams out, and then Hatzalah rushes in. It was
he asked him as they drag him out. How many Azaz did you get to?
Or maybe
he the bucket.
He realized that he was puzzled, and he runs to the door of the Ulam and says, "Rabbi, say I'm puzzled. We need a new Kohen Gadol." Whatever the situation.
How far did you get? I got to the 16th.
Exactly. And we don't know if this ever occurred. This is all, you know, hypothetical and theoretical. Maybe this never happened in history. But were this to happen? Which thing is correct. The first one brought the 16 and that's kosher. The next Kohen Gadol brings the next 16 and then the other 11 which are left. And then you can give that tart. That the first one said that it's pigle, but the second one did not say a word, and you don't say because these are two separate individuals. So then it would be very good why you have the machloik between the mayor and the chacham. That you can never have the second Kohen Gadol starting from where the first Kohen Gadol left off. He's got to start from the beginning, ab initio. He has to go into Lefnai v'Lefnim and do all. So then you'll never have a situation of two different deos. So therefore this teretz doesn't work. My klamim. Even though the Bryce's Lashon is bain, what we're saying is that the original Machshava was Taka Berishoina. So by the first 16, Lefnai v'Lefnim, he's screaming out tomorrow. When he comes in front of the Peroiches Shosak, he doesn't say a word. So you and I would say, according to Rav, Nukola Dasu, Kolo Oiseh, Dasu Shoina Oiseh. Oh, but guess what happens? He gets the Mizbeach, and then he says again, a big of Bishlishes.
Because of an error.
Oh, exactly. I'm reading what we say. Isokadai to Koloizel Dasvishayinu Oise. If this is the mindset of this Kohen Gadol, like Rav says, whoever does something, al Dasvishayinu, some head of Yiguli Bishlishes Lamali. So why did he have to repeat it by the third one? After all, he said it by the first, and Koladas, and so by the being Mefaga, but the third one, it was a gilui das that by number one, in fact, I'm sorry, by number two, it was not his intention to be kol das, kol oisel das v'shoyin oisel. And then you'd say the same thing by the third. So it's as if he put up a big sign or a boy's side by number two, I'm being shoysik, but don't misinterpret this to mean al das v'shoyin oisel. No. By the third one, yo, then I'm going to make a new pickle, but not by number two. In fact, Toises, if you have the Toises parallel to Argument, they claim Shiga Toises. Ketoni Mia Pigal Brishoina Upligi, have a Motzilishnuye, Shapirish Behedja Sheina Oisal Das Rishoina. Instead of going and learning from the first to the third, and since he made a new Pigal by the third, is the Chasimin that he was not Al Das Rishoina, Oisal by number two, you could have said that he said out loud. Whoever is listening, that by the first one he said, yes, pigle, mocha, and the second one said, no, the voice I changed my mind, no more, ain't no isol das rishayna. And then number three goes in mefagel again. Anyway, regardless, the point is, you only say, kolo isol das rishayna, oisa in a vacuum, when there's no other indication that he's not doing a das rishayna. But if there's any other indication, this swara falls away.
So by adding, even though he's not reinforcing the pickle, he's actually undoing it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. By being shoysik by number two. Shoysik alone would be al-dasu shayin.
Right.
But by number three, making a new stand and saying, yo, mocha, that undermines...
Most of Gareya from the pickle.
And, yes, sir? Okay, very good.
Fine. Well, you prefer the first.
No, I like both of them.
Okay,
so that b'choy is a good teretz, but there's a problem. Maskel Ravashi, midi, shosak tani. I didn't see that word here in the Braisa. It just says Bein Brishoina, Bein Bishniya, Bein Bishlishes, which suggests Pashup Pshat, he was Mefagel either by one, or by two, or by three, or perhaps he was Mefagel by all three, aside by the Rishon, and the Shein, and the Shlish, all three. But to go and say number two is Bishtika, the Braisa is Shosek, the Braisa is quiet about such a Shtika by number two. It doesn't say anything about a Shtika. It's a very Shveret Teret. Elam Ravashi, Ravashi says, I have a better teret. Not, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, not that much different than the previous teret. Elam Ravashi, Echum Ayiskin, Gekoy Shepigo, Berishoyna, Ubishniya. He said by the first one, Machar, tomorrow. Number two, again, Machar, tomorrow. Now, our Gemara says, Ubishlishis. There's a machloikis of the Girsois, whether you have this Bishlishis at all, just take it out. If you have here the Dalos Ches.
Zion, mine is the Zion.
Okay, no problem. So what does he say on the Zion?
Tevas u'bishlishis nimchak.
It doesn't even happen. You're going to Shepigo, but showing u'bishniya, you end it. There's another Gersom, the Sefer Shasprid, that you do have bishlishis, but you have to add the word v'shosak bishlishis.
It continues in the Zion.
Oh, very good. So in fact, if you look at the last Rashi, whether or not you're going to bishlishis, well, your goyis v'shosik v'shlishes, it's really the same. El Omer Ravashi can go in the list. Rashi can chapil b'shem b'shniya. Yep, v'shosik v'shlishes. He was quiet by number three. Dakati havam chotzi mater. Ah, in other words, by the fact that he spoke out loud by one and by two, and then by shlishes he was quiet. Continuing Gemara, the amrinin isol kadaita kolo isol dasha shoynu oisa meheda begulu b'shniya lomali. Why did he have to be mafagel by number two?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is almost the same teretz as the previous teretz, that why was mafagel by number three if he holds kol oisal dasu shayna oisa? Obviously he doesn't feel that way, and therefore you only have a chotzi matir, and that's why there's the machloek between the mayor and the chacham. So Rabashi repeats the same teretz, but instead of saying that the shtika was by number two, he says that the shtika was by number three. So it's a bissel shver, so again the Gemara can ask, Rabashi can look in the mirror and ask, Midi Shasak Tani, does it say Shasak by number three?
Right.
And in fact, Toysis asked this question. If you look
according to Shin Iskos, it does say Shasak by number three.
Yeah, but the Braisa.
No.
So what are we going to do with the Braisa? Bein Rishon Bishnibe. If the Gemara would say, take out the words Bein Bishlishis, or say Bishlishis Shasak, that I understand. But it doesn't say that.
Right.
It says Bein Rishon Bishnibe. Since Rav Ashi's kasha was, Midi Shasak Tani, no. So the bottom Toysis asked this kasha. If you look at the bottom Toysis, going to Bigel Rishon Bishnibe, Bishlishis, Perik, Beit Shammai, he brings in a revius. We're going to talk about revius and mitzvah liyom is base. At the moment, we didn't talk about the revius. The kosher, the revius, man the chashima. Look at the price; it doesn't say anything about a revius. Can pirish bekuntus by uns? The Rashi says shapigul b'shoinu b'shniya, b'shosik b'shlishes. As you see, Tosis had a good copy of the Rashi. B'shosik b'shlishes. V'im toimar im kein kasha midi shosak itani kedakshin liel. Ravashi, just like you asked by number two, does it say shosak? Does it say by three shosak? V'shemuli el the shosik b'im toyis havli lefrushi tfei. Kim the rishoyinu ushlishes b'machshova ushniya b'shtika. There's Rashi saying, it's a little bit easier when you're talking about that there was a shtika at the end and we didn't go and mention it, as opposed to going and saying that there was a shtika in the middle. Come on. The first one, there was a pigle. Third one, there was a pigle.
Yeah.
In the middle, there was no pigle. It was shosak. That doesn't sound like it from bain, bain, bain. However, to go and say, bain b'rishoyin, bain b'shniya, there was a pigle statement. And the shlishis, it was already quiet. Nishazoy gefer. Okay. But the maisa, so that's the pshat in the Gemara. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that L'choyre, according to these two terutzim, whether you have the teretz before Rav Ashi, teretz with Rav Ashi, you can have a situation where you don't say kol ha'oisel das v'shoinu oisel if he somehow mocha by his actions or by his words or by his shtika. Therefore, says he what? Since he said by number one, yah, and since by number two, yah, pigle, manyana, mocher, and by shlishis he was quiet, normally I would say kol ha'oisel das v'shoinu oisel like Rav says. But if that's the case, why did he have to go and repeat it by Shnia? It would have been enough just to say Barishoina and rely on the Das Rishoina Oisa both by Shnia and by Shlishis. Since he didn't rely on it by Shnia, he doesn't rely on it by Shlishis either. That being the case, we have a Chotzi Matir, and therefore, I don't have a Kasha any more on Rav, because we're not talking about a case where he was shoysik and there's a machloikis. We're talking about a case that there was a shoysik and a dibur, either dibur before or dibur later. Anyway, ezoy no kasha Rav. Freiti mor b'vaha bein bein ketani. That still remains a sore issue. It's mashma, says Rashi at the top, that bein bein ketani kasha, bein bein ketani, the mashma b'achas v'lei b'shtayim. That whole swar that you're trying to say that he was shoysik, that's a shver. Bain bain sounds like either by all three or only by one. That the first one or the second one or the third one, but including even it's only the first one, he was shoysik. I'm sorry, he was moicha, he was mafagel. By the first one, he was mafagel. The other two, he was other two and three, he was silent. It's mashal the machloikis is even over there. According to Rav, ko yisal das v'shoynu oisah. Gosh, it's like a bissel shver on Rav. Good. Omamah. The mayor imet pigo b'chayovanu of kares. That if the person made a chutzi matir, this pigo b'chayovanu of kares, pray to one mechti kares li machay v'chikru v'kol ha-matirin. The omamah yirotze katoes, kosher kachatoes posel. Ma'atoes kosher chikru v'kol ha-matirin. Avatoes posel chikru v'kol ha-matirin. V'hai kibin de kosher bo b'fnim paslei. Ki modi b'heichol, ma'i b'almahuda ka modi. The Gemara asks a very, very interesting question. Let's get back to our first, second, and third segments of blood over here. So what happens over here? The first blood, as he does the first 16 inside, he says, pickle, pickle, pickle. Now he goes outside into the Heichel to continue the Hazois. Says the Gemara, since we've already passed the blood and this carbon by being mafagel in the first 16 Hazois, when he's now going to be maza in front of the peroiches inside the heichel, this is already deficient blood. The blood has lost its red coloration. It's now as if it's transparent water. It's possible of blood. I'm going to use the expression, ki modi b'heichel manayi ba'almahu tekamani. Okay, I know I said the words quickly, so we'll go over the words again. Omamah. Repeat from the b'raisa. Again, he only had the machshava b'shas the rishoyin. So what happens? You don't get koris until you makar everything. Aha, so all the matirim have to be in line. Why? Because we have the famous rule, the Yomamar. Yeah, exactly. Because in the pasuk of the pigle that we spoke about in Ma'ochel Yochel, Yomishlishi, lo yeratze, etc. So the Lashon of Yeratze learns it has to be Katoas Kosher, Katoas Basel, Matoas Kosher, Chikul Kol Matirim, that all four were done perfectly, with the exception of the Machshavas Pigel, Av Katoas Basel, Chikul Kol Matirim. V'hai, in our case, Kim Nechoshev Bo Bifnim, as soon as he had the bad Machshava of the Machshavas Pigel, Bifnim, Pasle, he passed the blood. Kim Modi Beheichel, now what he does, the Modi means to Lashon of Maza, when he's spritzing now in the heichel, my balmudakamad. He's no longer spritzing blood. He's now spritzing water blood.
So you'll never have pigle in lefnai and lefnim because you never have pigle perfect. If you're positing this that the pigle is short circuited because he's mefago lefnai and lefnim, you can never have pigle on this korban.
And achanami. So that's not the moris kasha. It should not this. Korban should not have a din of pigle because once you did the first hazois, the fnai v'lefnim, with the psul pigle, then the whole thing becomes, this blood becomes possible, it becomes like water, and therefore you're not doing anything. This is gunish mit gunish. You could have a situation where he's the shlishes, if at the final one, so the first blood was fine, the second blood was fine, even during the third spritzing was fine, it was only when he said pigle, only after that does it get transformed into water, so to speak. So then you would have the full hatsoas puzzle of the complete matter with blood as opposed to with water.
But then okay? You can never have pigle in the shchita and all the other pre-zrika avodas.
So Rashi asks that kasha.
That's not according to Ra.
This is already, we're forgetting about Ra. That discussion is done. Okay. We're just talking about now the situation, why as soon as you have puzzled this carbon by doing the pigle Machshava by the first. We have to come on to Rameir, because according to the Chachamim, the Chacham hold Ein Mefagel Mechotzi Matir, just because he had a pigle Machshava the first 16, that doesn't do anything. You got to wait until the second and the third. Because Ein Mefagel Mechotzi Matir. According to Rameir, that already Mefagel Mechotzi Matir, once he said pigle at the first 16, doesn't that already passel this continuation of spritzing blood? Because it's already water, it's no longer blood. Vafreita Bari and Rashi asks the same kasha. Why don't you say every single time when a person does the shechita with a machsheves pigel? So now when I'm doing the Kabbalah Saddam or the Halacha Saddam or the Zrikas Saddam, he's not doing Zrikas Dam, he's just doing Zrikas Mayim. As we frag to Rashi. See, if you look at the Rashi. Rashi, the high keeping the choshev. This is the last of the four lines, the fourth line at the top. Now on to the first of the narrow lines. Vikasha, the koimit, ubeshoichanami, lema, the limafagel, the chichoshev. If he's machshev by choshev, either by the koimit or by the shoichin, kizorek, afterwards when he does this, rikas, adam, my balmazorek, la pirchi. Don't take it personally. It's not a kasha. Why? The hosam oisa voidish apigal ba nas is kula viktushasa. As long as the entire shechita from beginning to end was done perfectly, with the exception that he had a machshavas pigal, avahana chazoyis chod avoidehi. Here you have to go and combine the 16 plus the 16 plus the 4 plus the 7. That's one avoideh. In the middle of that avoideh, if you machkalia, if you go and ruin it by having a bad machshava, then the rest of that matir, you've done nothing. You're just spritzing water. In the case, however, the shechita, as long as the shechita was perfect from beginning to end, then that's fine. Then you don't say that the blood subsequently turns into water. You only say that if in the same avoid itself, you ruined it by having the machshava at the first segment of the three segments in the Beis Mikdash.
So because we have these sub avodas, these sub rituals inside the Heichal, that's why we can have this fractured quality and make it into water.
Exactly.
In the case of the Shechita, since all one avoda, then it's a complete set and it stays.
What you're saying is perfect. You should bear in mind, however, that Gemara later on is going to come up with a svara that in the Shechita itself, you can split up
between sub avoda,
Simen Aleph and Simen Bet.
You mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Zokti Mor Vayta.
I'll take the subway.
Yes. Omer Rabba. So Rabba asks now, so we have our kasha, so how does it become now pigel, since after the first 16, this blood is no longer blood? I have a situation. What's the situation? We first went and brought the 16, we did Azoy Saddam on the 16th, both in the par and in the soy. And then as the Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he slips and trips, and guess what happens? All of the blood spills out on the floor. So what are we going to do? We're going to go and bring a brand new par besoy. So now when we bring that second par besoy, we use the blood. We don't have to go and we only had a machlokes where the Kohen Gadol had a problem. But if on the Gavra, not on the Chetzer.
Right.
So as long as the Kohen Gadol is still fine,
right?
He could continue going and doing the next 16 in front of the Peroiches himself, and from the next new bloods. He doesn't have to go and redo the bloods that were inside the Kodesh Kodashim.
It's one day.
It's one man and one day, exactly right. But for our purposes, what's more choshev is that we don't have a situation where the blood that he's now spritzing in the Heichel is water.
It's deficient.
It's rather, it's brand new blood. Therefore, we have new blood. Okay, so that's great. But what happens by the time he gets, if he has now a machshava pigel in b'shas l'sheinis, and now he goes to do it on the mizbeach, this blood has turned now again into water. So guess what happens? That blood falls on the ground again, and we have to have her bring a new carbon, a third carbon of parim and a new soyer.
Wow.
And now the Gemara not only talks about the parim soyer, a third one, but what happens after the application on the mizbeach? He's ready to do the seven altiris from his beach and nebuch that also spilled on the ground. So what do we do then? We're going to go and bring a fourth par and a fourth soil to go and do the sheva hazois on top of the mizbech. The point of all of this is just to tell you that you said that as soon as you spoil the blood by being mefagel in the first segment, the blood is no longer red. Now it's like transparent water. No. What you said is correct. But it's talking about that after that it spilled out, you brought a brand new part of the soil, so you have brand new blood, and you did it a second time, a third time, fourth time, so everything was done, pigle perfectly, if you will. Okay. Zokti Moravait.
It was Rabba, not Rava.
So what was he?
You were saying you finished, it was Rabba.
Rava Omar, afiluteima par echad besor echad, lifgule miratzi. What Rava says is, you're right, to a certain extent the blood now is deficient because of the fact that you with the first 16 hazois you had a mashav spingle and you asked, isn't it like water? Says Rava, for purposes of being mefagel is genuk. You don't need more than that. Yes, you're right. To go and say hatoh is kosher, to make him to a kosher carbon, you have a good point. L'chari, this blood is now deficient. For pigle purposes, this is genuk, you don't need more than that. If you look at the Rashi, the pigle maratza, Rashi is about 4 or 5 lines lower than where we are in the Gemara. The pigle maratza, the inyan kain, hein cheshuwa, shuwa yotze midei pigle. Yeah, you're right, there's a deficiency in the blood, but nevertheless, it's still sufficient.
It's kind of like it's pending that it's going to be pigle until everything else is kosher. So it's kind of like an abeyance until the final matana.
Very good. Zoktimor Vaita. This we already spoke out on the Yom Aleph. Our boy Mishalosh, you have 43 on Yom Kippur. By the time we have another Bryce, our boy Mishava, 47. Like Kasha, come on the Yom of Arvin the Koranis, come on the Yom of Ema Arvin the Koranis. Like we said on the Yom Aleph, if you go and pour together the Parvisor blood prior to the Koranis, so you're only doing 4 on the 4 Koranis, then the additional 7, so you have 43. However, if you already split it up, not if you split it up, if you still continue to have split the separate dam and the separate soil when you're applying it to the 4 Koranis, and you have to add 4 more because you did a double application to the Koranis, both the power blood and the soil blood. So you have to have 4 more, is 47. Now, Barry's Kasha, what about Vatanya? Our boy Mishmoyne, that is 48. Like Kasha Kaman Yom Yishraim Agam, Man Yom Yishraim Loim Yakvim. Rib Dechemia says that after you finish off the 47, well, everybody agrees that you have to go into the Azorah and pour out the rest of the blood on the Yisoyed HaMizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoy. What happens if you didn't do that? Rebbe Chemi says, you better do it, because that's Ma'akiv. And if you didn't do it, you got to start. You have to start all over again, Rabbi Yisai. And then you have to start Musaf all over again. You'd have to add another 2 or 3 hours.
And 4 more Purim and 4 more Sirim.
Exactly. So the good news is that according to one Miyam, that Shirai Ma'akvin, so you have to have 48, and that's why he says 48. According to Miyam Shirai Ma'akvin, it's only 47. Okay, very good. We already noted this on the Amud Aleph, but we didn't speak it out totally. Remember, we have 4 avoiders altogether, by the kmitza, by the soilis, by the mincha. You have 4 avoiders. One of them is the actual kmitza. You put the 3 fingers, and then you put it into the sinas akli, and then you moilich it towards the mizbeach, and then you makter on the mizbeach. 4 avoiders, givaldik. But we said that by Levoina you only really have 1, and that is that you're makter on top of the mizbeach, because you don't have to take a kmitza. The shear happens to be a shear kmitza, but there's no mitzvah that the kohen has to do a kmitza in his fingers. And there's no din of putting it into the kli. You can't. The Rambam, by the way, says, yes, you do put in the kli, but our Gemara says it's not required. You can go and just take it in your hands, or put it into a plastic bag, or whatever you want, and you take it up to the mizbeach. So the Haktorah is the one where you have the double matirim, you makter this and you makter that. Somebody has to take it up to the mizbeach. It doesn't travel by itself. You can't just blow it and all of a sudden, magically, the ketoris gets to the top of the mizbeach. So somebody's got to be moilich. So isn't that also a double matter, if you will? You have a moilich on the kmitza, and you have a moilich on the levoina.
Hey, they used to toss the head of the chatas ha'of across the kevesh. They can toss the kmitza from the haichal onto the mizbeach.
You mean the levoina? Yeah.
Levoina.
Okay. Maybe the Gemara could have given that to us. We were glad the Gemara doesn't have it. But anyway, ibay losi. If the Gemara, yes, bigel by locha mahu. What happens if bishas the haylocha of the kmitza, of the kmitza.
Okay.
Now the question is this considered to be a full matir or a chotzi matir when he's being moilichit to the top of the mizbeach? Amr b'yochan halacha ki kmitza. Halacha has the same din like kmitza, just like kmitza is a full matir on its own. Halacha is a full quote-unquote matir on its own. I shouldn't say matir. It's a full avoid on its own. Thank you. Just like a kmitza is a full avoid, it's not a chotzi matir. A chotzi avoida, it's full because there's no din of kmitza slavoina. So the same thing with the halacha of the mincha. Same thing, it's considered to be avoida on its own, and that's enough for purposes of pigel. You don't have a machloikis between the Meir and the Rabbanan by Haylach. Haylacha is ki haktara. Haylacha has the same din like haktara, just like by haktara. Both you're makter the mincha and you're makter the levoina, and so therefore, if you only had a machshava by one of the two, we have a machlekes between the meir and the rabbanon. The same thing would apply to the hoilach. So, Gemara, Reish Lakish lechayra on the surface is the one that's easier to understand. Bishlam the Reish Lakish, ikenam hilacha the levoina. That's why he says it's haktara. Just like haktara, you have two haktarais. Here too, you have two hilachais. You got to go and bring the kmitza up, and you got to bring the levoina up. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Amarava kasev Rabbi Yochanan kol avoida she'ina materes avoida chashuvihi lafagel olea bifnei atzma. What Rav is saying, Alib the Rabbi Yochanan, is that the avoida of hilacha is not a matir. What is the avoida that's the matir? It's the haktara on the top of the veil. That's the matir. Just like the zrika by a regular carbon is the matir, to be matir the shiraim, matir the emirin, whatever you're talking about. Same thing over here, the haktara is a matir. However, here, the hilacha is not an avoida hamateris. It's just a necessary avoida that you need to do it to bring it to the top of the mizbeach. But it's not an avoida hamateris. The whole machloik is about matir and chutzi matir is only talking about matirim. The avoida nishka, the hilacha is nishka matir. It's avoida cheshuvihi lefagel lebach ne'atzma. Nevertheless, because of the fact that you don't have to have a tziruf of two matirim together, like by the haktara, because we're saying that this is not a matir. Since it's not a matir, it can work on its own for purposes of pigel. You don't look upon it as being a chutzi matir. You look upon it as being a full. It's not a matir at all. You look upon it as a full avoida, and that full avoida is to be mefagel oleha bifnei atzma.
So if someone has a machshava mefagelas during the halacha of the levoina, and one kohen brought up the kmitza in the klisharis, he forgot the levoina, another kohen's bringing it up, thus the levoina, up the kevesh, do we say that kohen has the power to mefagel the whole?
No, because not an avoida bechlal. It's only a preparation to get it to the top.
So it's kind of like we said in Zvachim, an avoda tama, an avoda that concludes is what it has a greater chashivas than an intermediate avoda.
True. And that the avoda tama over here would be the ultimate haktara. It suggests an intermediate
preparatory.
Very good. So bottom line, it says the Gemara, hilacha is not a matir, and so therefore you can't even start talking about a chutzi matir, mafagel, yom mafagel. It's nishka matir. It's an avoda.
But we said by Yom Kippur that a half of an avoda was considered a matir.
Yeah, but that avoda was a matir.
So it was both a avoda and a matir. Here's an avoda, but not a matir. Yeah. They're not congruent.
Every matir is always an avoda. An avoda.
But not every
avoda is a matir.
Right.
Okay. Omli abaye. So Abaye now responded to Rava, and he said, Harishchitas echem min akvosim da avoda she'ena matirasa upligi. What happens again on Shavuos, right? We're jumping now from Yom Kippur to Shavuos. And what happens on Shavuos? You're shechting one of the kvasim.
Right.
Shechita is not a matir. What is a matir? A zrika zadam is a matir.
Right.
Shechita is not a matir. It's an avoida. It's not a matir. Upligi, and there's a machloikas over there. What's a machloikas? Is it not? Shechet echem min akvasim. You only shechted one of the two kvasim. Lechol shtei chalas the machar to go and eat the two chalas the next day. Hikter echem min abezichim on every Shabbos. You only makter one of the two bezichim. Lechol shnei sedarim the machar. Remei oime it's pigel. Vachi yovan of kar. Vachem oime in baikar. Shishvag vachal matir. What are you talking about matir? This nishka matir. Just like you said, halach is not a matir. It's just an avoida. Shechit is also not a matir. It's just an avoida. If it's just an avoida, everybody should agree that it's enough. Avoida chashuvi lafagel oleh b'fnei atzma. Why did the Chacham say no? You got to be mafagel b'chol matir. My dear friends, the Chacham, this is nishka matir. It's an avoida. It's a shechita. So I bazoi, this whole machloika shouldn't apply. Amaleisim. More answers. Misavis lechem betaner kadosh. Shechitas kvasim mekadshelei. Who says the Gemara? You're right. Technically, you're right. Shechita is not a matir, but shechita is a mekadesh. What is it mekadesh? In the case of the shtei alechem, it's mekadesh the lechem. In the case of the bezichin and the lechem upon him, it's mekadesh the lechem upon him. V'habah lekadesh. If an avoida has an extra power, an extra carrot to it. That what? That it's a makadesh, kadesh alechem, then kibol lahatir dami, then it has a status like a matir. So really, it would have been, if you really wanted to be textually meticulous, you could have said Instead of b'chol hamater. Because technically, the shechita is not a matir. Shechita is an avoida. And it's a mekadesh. It says, Agimor, habolekadesh, kibolahatir tami. It has the same status like a matir. Oh, that being the case, then we have the machlik between the meir and the chacham. Mashenken, if you're talking about a case of moilich, Moilech is neither a matir nor a makadesh. Oh, that being the case, you're not sharing it with anybody else. It's a chavod chashuvi lefagel lebefnei atzma. It does the pigle on its own. Mosim Rav Simi Barashi. Let me ask you a question. Achirim oimrim hiktim mulim la'arelim kosher hiktim arelim lemulim pasul. The kaim alon debachotzi matir pligi. What is this all about? We have now gone from Yom Kippur to Shavuos, now we're going to Erev Pesach. What happens in Erev Pesach? As you know, you have a whole registry of people that want to be part of the
Chabura,
the Mamunim, part of the Chabura. What happens if there are some people in that Chabura who are not Ro'i Lechoy? That spoils the whole thing. So you have to make sure that everybody that's on the list is Ro'i Lechoy. In fact, other Gemaras talk about if one of them, Chas V'Shalom, is sickly or is old, and a Zokin cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. He hopes halavai, he should be able to eat. But for the last 3 years, he's only been drinking Enshur.
So he get Kosher Pesach Enshur this year.
And get Kosher Pesach. I didn't know. Yeah, okay.
Well, anyway, whatever. Exists, so anyway.
Or whatever it is. But the point is, he cannot bite, he cannot chew. So that could ruin the whole thing in terms of that registry.
One bad apple can spoil the whole bunch.
Oh boy, you said it. So here too, we're not talking about people that are unable physically to eat. We're talking about people that religiously are not allowed to eat. You have an orel. We just had now in Parshas Boy, if a person is an orel, that he didn't have a bris. Why didn't he have a bris? Not because he's not prepared.
Achim mesu machmas mila, hemophilia.
Okay, good, hemophiliac, right? That mesu echav machmas mila, for instance. So, I'm sorry, but the mas, he cannot eat from the korban pesach. So make sure you don't have him on the list. So now, what happens over here? Hiktim mulim la'arelim. Now again, we're talking about mashavis, we're not talking about the list. And as the queen, or whoever is shechting, he has in mind for the mulim and for the arelim. And it depends in which order he has in mind for the mulim or the arelim. So achirim oimim, hiktim mulim la'arelim is kosher. If he started off with the first simon that he is shechting, during that simon, he's thinking about all the people that are mulim and says, yo, I'm shechting for them. And then after that, on the second simon, he had in mind the arelim, then you're kosher. That's fine. On the other hand, hiktim arelim mulim, then it's possible. He started arelim first, and then mulim, it's possible. V'kaim ulon, v'chotzi matir pligi. That, why do you even make this distinction between arelim and mulim and urim arelim? Is all because we're talking about the chotzi matir. Chotzi matir, of course, being that each simon is an individual matir.
Chirim is Reb Meir, so mefagum chotzi matir.
Ah, exactly right. So let's take just a quick look at the Rashi over here. Hiktim mulim la'arelim. It's about 8 lines before the white lines. Hiktim mulim la'arelim. Sheshchitos pesach ma'iri. The shochet simon rishoy l'mulim. As he's shechting the first simon, he has a mind who's screaming out. Yankel and Beryl and Shmerel and then Reuven and Shimon Levi. They're all mulim, and the simon sheni yemach for la'arelim. The kaimel and the perik tamim mishchat. You're talking about this shechita. It's neither a matir nor a mekadesh. It's not a matir because the only matir is the
zrika
sadat. It's not a mekadesh. Before we talked about a mekadesh, we were talking about that you were bringing with it the shtei chalois or the lechem upon it.
Doesn't mekadesh the dam into the mizrak?
So that's more teretz. That's the kasha so far. Okay. There's no lechem over here. If there'll be lechem, chashom er pesach lechem.
It's after zmanch of beer chametz.
Exactly. This is kasha shchita. It's pligi number, and there's still a machloikis, even though it's not a matter and not a mekadesh. How could there be a machloikis? Getting back to Gemara. Amalei misaber is dam betzaber behim mekadesh. Dam sakim mekadshalei. Same character the Lord gave a moment ago. There we were talking about the lechem becoming miskadesh through the shechita, and here we're talking about that the dam becomes miskadesh through the shechita by shechting. Now this blood becomes imbued and infused with kedusha, so therefore the shechita does accomplish a kedusha. It's like a bal the kadesh, which is like a bal hatir, and therefore it's a matter after all.
Usually it's dam sakin, not dam mizrak. You know, it's the sakin that's the mekadesh.
Because he's telling us that the shechita is
the shechita is the
not the mizrak. It's good. Toshima, nochakash. This was already the brice that we learned back on the Yom Aleph. It stated very, very clearly. Bamed v'mamurim. When did I say that one matir? When did I say that there's a machloikis between Remeir and the Chachamim? That was the Gabid HaTorah and the Mizbech. Each one is a chutzi matir. Of Mekmitza, the Matan Kliu, the Hilach, but all three of those are just a one matter situation. It's not even matirin. It's a one avoider situation. You don't have a double avoider side by the mincha and side by the levayna. So over there, you don't have that machloikis between Remeir and the Chachamim. So that kmitza, there's only one kmitza, matan kli, fine. But what about hiluch? There's a halach over here and there's a halach over there. And nevertheless, the braisa says, you should look at the braisa also for the next part, because the Gemara is going to bring it momentarily. We go back to the Bamed Dvar Mamurim. It's in the middle of the Omer Aleph.
Tashma? No, sorry.
You see it says Avon in brackets. Go that previous line. What was the Med of Amurim? Says Rashi that the machshava of any one of these avoidos is mefagel by kmitza matn kli behilch. Avbola la Torah. Then it depends. Then you give the shpishnika and the machshava, machshava shnika. Then you have the machloek the mei and the chacham, because each one is a chutzi matir by the haktar. Right. So the kmitza matn kli behilch. Everybody agrees is on its own. It's not a double matir.
It's not divisible.
I'm sorry?
It's not divisible into two.
And therefore they are matirim on their own. We don't really mean the matir, we mean for purposes of Igel. Each one can be mefagel on its own. But when you're talking about that Torah, since you have both the kmitza and the levoina, so then that's machloikis mefagel mechutzimat, emin lecham. Good. So, what are the four? It goes kmitza, these are in order. Kmitza, matan kli, and then he lech to the mizbeach, and then the haktar. Fine. You'll see why I went over that again. You'll see it in the commercial. It's Toshima. Med v'mamurim. When do we say that each one on its own can be mafagel? Kmitza matan kli v'hila. But when it comes to haktara, then you have to have two. Right, it's a chutzi matia. So my love hilach to haktara. Aren't we talking about the hilach that he's taking up the levoina, not the levoina, the mincha to the top of the mizbeach for purposes of haktara? And I say that hilach has the same din like the kmitza and the matan kli. It does it on its own. So therefore, going back to that original machloikis, we started the two dots, right? Three lines before the wide lines. Hibayluhu pigal b'haylocha ma'u. Amr b'yechon locha is kmitza. Rish lakish is locha is kaktara. This price is very befeirish. The locha is like kmitza. It says kmitza, matan kli, and hilach. Hilach is just like kmitza, that it does it on its own. Freit demara, my love, hilach the haktara. And therefore I have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Akasha on Rish lakish. And v'di gemara loy, hilach the matan kli. We're talking about that after he did the kmitza, he walked over from Klishoris 1, from which he took the original mincha, the kmitza, and now he walks over to Mizrak number 2, and he now inserts it into that second kli. So we're not talking about halacha towards the top of the mizbeach, we're talking about for administrative purposes, going from Klishoris 1 to number 2. Pray tomorrow, if that's the case, and so in that case, kuli al-moidi, you don't have a double legabit levoina, that hilach, the heel of going up to the top of the Mizbeach, you have both by the Kmitz and by the Levoina. But by the Levoina, you don't have a heel of from one Kli to the next Kli. The Rambam Taka says you put it in the next Kli, but it's not required to be put into the next Kli. So this is not considered to be a bona fide avoider, so to speak. So it's talking about heel of the Matan Kli, and that's what the case is here in this price. Freit Timura, it doesn't sound right, because if you go in order, Kmitz and Matan Kli, the heel of, according to you, Ihochi the Matan Kli u Behilach, Behilach u Matan Kli mi Boyle.
It's reverse the sequence. It's not a sequence.
Says Yimah Holei Kasha. To the Yochi, okay, you know, make a small emendation, says the art scroll, and switch it around. And it's Gevverla.
Shuffle it.
A Mukta Mu'ucha Bat Doira. It's not Matan Kli. Behilach is Hilach Matan Kli. Great tomorrow, but continue on. Bola Lak Torah. That's the continuation of the Brayis and the Yomer Aleph. According to you, Bolol Haylachem Ibayilei. Once you're telling me that, what happens? It says now in the Brayis, first you did the Kemitza, then you did the Haylacha
to the Klisheni,
and then you put it into the Klisheni. So what do you do now? Says the Brayis, Bolol Haktar. No, Bolol Haylachem Ibayilei. Now you have to do
the Halacha of the Kevesh to bring it upstairs.
Exactly. No, like I should Gefelach. It says it really includes the halacha because that's just administrative.
That doesn't make any sense because you're calling the mini halacha a halacha and you're putting it out of sequence and the real halacha, the real
it's a stretch. It's a koymitz b'shtika. The Braisa continues on. And now, Nasan is a Kaim B'shtika. What do you mean, Nasan is a Kaim B'shtika? We're not talking about Nasina al Ha'esh, we're talking now being Moilechit, because that's the next in the sequence, right? First, the Hakimat and Kli, Ubehilach, what was the Lashon? Bekmitza, now we're switching around, Behilach, and then Mimat and Kli, and then the Brice is Bolo Lakhtar. It doesn't mean Bolo Lakhtar, it really means Bolo Lahilacha. No, Ibazoi. So why is he saying now, Nosan is a koim, it's b'shtika. Nosan sounds like you're putting it on the mizbeach, on the maracha, b'shtika, or you did it with machshava, which came first, which came second, right. Both of them. But we're not up to that point yet. We're still missing the halacha.
Right.
You're right, you have a good point. From this price, the price is takashver, according to Rish Lakish, it's much more mashma like Rabbi Yochanan.
Interesting, because by Zvachim, halacha is a avodashi yachalavatal.
Rashi brings it also from Shimon.
Right, Rabbi Shimon says that in Zvachim.
Exactly. Okay, now from here to the end of the Gemara is quite simple. What happens over here, we're taking the entire Kmitza and or the entire Levoina, and we're pouring it out onto the Marach. But instead of pouring it all out in one shas, we're pouring it out tzibislach. Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we're not talking about a liquid, we're talking about a solid. And the solid could theoretically be broken down into, especially if you're talking about flour, into, let's say, 100 shum-shum size granules that you're putting in gradually.
Like a salt shaker, you're shaking it out.
Very good. So, hik to shum-shum-shum, of course, means like a sesame seed. And he's being makter it sesame seed like, you're saying in pieces, yeah, like a salt shaker, good. Lechel shum shum, and he has the same machshava to eat shum shum, meaning a small piece. He's screaming out, "Rabbi, so we're going to eat a shum shum from this soilus lemachar tomorrow." And he didn't stop after one shum shum or two, assuming that there were 100 shum shums. 100 shumshums, and he keeps on repeating again by every shumshum.
Tomorrow.
And he said,
he never had a machshava to eat a kezayis. He only had a machshava to eat a shumshum.
Correct.
Without healing, so he had already chatzi zayis and this chatzit. Without achilas kezayis, it's not an achila.
Well, the question is, do you are mitzarif all of them together?
But it's all machshava. It's not even mitzarif the physical shumshum. Mitzarif.
Whatever svar you're going to say is going to be correct because we have a three-way machloket.
Okay.
Rav Chisdev, Rav Amnuna, Rav Sheshes. And you'll see it's mikotzer lekotzer. Chad om a pigel, the whole thing, if he had a machshava, lemocha, he kept saying 100 times, pigel. V'chad om a puzzle, it's not pigel, it's puzzle. V'chad om a puzzle, kosher, it's kosher lechitchel. Now what are the svaris over here? So the Gemara is going to have two analyses. The first one is, leima man the omer pigel is kremeh. Because kremeh holds
mechatzi mater.
So chotzi doesn't mean 50%, it means
any fraction. Any fraction.
So every shumshum that he did, machta chotzi matir. So therefore it's pigel, no problem. Oman the Omer apostle holds like the Rabbanan, but you give him a fakal chotzi matir. Each one that he's doing is a chutzi and ocha, chutzi and ocha, chutzi, and it's not mitzvah, it's possible. Oman the Omer kosher holds like Rebbe. What was Rebbe? Remember we had Rebbe yesterday.
Nice.
Rashi reminds us, third white line, fourth white line, the Omer Le'el. Oimrani shezer kosher, the ein chatzoi mitzvah. If he had in mind by one keves for only one lechem,
right.
And then therefore it's both a chutzi and this, chutzi and that. So he said the two are not mitzaref, and therefore it's kushin. Ah, zakti gemara yet. So the choira, that third one holds like kosher, holds like Rebbe. The one mimai, what's the right? So now the gemara is going to say, it's konzain that all three hold all three. In other words, al pi svar. When did Rameir say, Mafag the Mechutzi Matir, Elechisha Bishi Uroi, Avahachad Lechisha Bishi Uroi, Loi? Even though Rameir said, Mechashva Chotim Matir, but what did he have in mind?
A Kansaniter.
A Gantaniter. And what was the Gantaniter?
A Kazayas of the Shirayim Lecholomachar.
And what did he have over here? That,
a Shubshim, a Pachos Miniter.
So it could be even there Rameir.
So he would say, Ein Mafag Mechatzi Niter.
Okay, very good. So then, I come to come to me, Hossam El Chish Mishur, of Alkalo Himishur, and Loi. Me, I come to come to Ramban and Hossam, that it's Ein Mafag Mechatzi Mat El Chish Be Bekule Matter. Of Alkalo Himishur Be Bekule Matter, how can I make the Pogel? Because after all, you're right, if you look at each Shumshim individually, it was only Chatzim Matir. But everybody say, have a little patience. By the time he finishes an hour later, pouring out every little Shumshim, other thing, he's been Mfagel Begansa Matir right. From beginning to end. So maybe you also look at the Pogel. He never finished off the rest of the Voida. He kept on finishing it by doing all the shumshums, the whole geshaft, as well as the gabe, the shir achila. Over the Takis of Keves Echad, Nomet, one chala or a half a chala. But good news is, he eventually finished off all the shumshum, meaning that not only the gab the matir, but also the gab the nitter, he had in mind both. So maybe he even Rebbe would hold in this case it's a good case of pigle, or at least possible. Right. But he wouldn't say it's kosher. Zokimor, you're right. So therefore, that initial analysis we're going to put aside. Ella, mandiyam a pigle to be a koil, mandiyam a possible to be a koil, mandiyam a kosher to be a koil. All those three mandiyamim that we just had, Rameir and Rabbanan and Rebbe, in theory, could hold that it's pigle, could theory could say that it's possible. It could say that it's kosher.
I got to hear it's kosher.
So now, so explain. So to Mar, Mandi am a pigel to be a kol kosover derech achila bekach the derech haktora bekach. People that are not overly hungry and not overly how would you call a person that eats it in a very hungry manner?
Voracious.
Voracious.
Oh.
So most people are not doing that. People eat small bites, little by little, take another bite, another bite, another bite. Ah, so therefore, it's a derech haktorah bekach, not to go and slam the entire koimitz or the ganzen levoina all at one time. Slowly but surely, another bite, another bite. And therefore, since that's the derech bekach, and since he keeps on saying manyana, manyana, mocha, mocha, the entire length and width of the shumshum of the avoida. So therefore, it's a derech haktorah bekach, then it's a regular pickle. It's no different than if you would put it all together at one time. And he says, mochar, yeh oisazer, we're going to eat from this tamar, becomes pickle. See, since it's a derech haktorah bekach, and the derech achil bekach, that you pour slowly and then eat slowly, so then it was a perfect type of situation. So it's real pickle according to everybody. Could be according to everybody. Oman yam apostle to be a kol kosovar, derech achil bekach. Taka people eat slowly. Think derech haktorah bekach, but no, to go and pour it out slowly but surely.
That's mishuna.
Oh, and so therefore, since it's ain derech haktorah bekach, mahavi la kemincha shloi huktura. It's if you didn't do a proper haktorah in the first place. If you didn't do a haktorah,
then it's not mefago.
And not only it's a pasul of carbon. It's as if
you didn't do a haktorah at all.
Exactly.
You didn't finish that avoda.
It's not the normal way. People don't go and pour it slowly but surely over an hour. Nochabisla. Okay, they don't all throw it down at once, but at least they do it normally, you know. No, people taka do slowly but surely to pour it out.
The salt shaker method.
Exactly, the ain derech achila bekach, but that's not the way people go and eat. Since it's not the way people go and eat, if you have a machshava that we're going to go and eat in shumshum style tomorrow, bissel, now that's not the way people normally eat. So therefore, it's not a machshava mefageles. Since it's not a machshava mefageles, it's kushe v'yusha lechat. It's kosher.
It should at least be possible.
That's number two.
Right. It should at least be possible.
Okay. So that's you hold like that.
Right.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says Agyeman. Shkol to everyone.